I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Tuesday evening, May 16th, 2017. A major repaving project in Big Rapids is being extended. The City Commission authorized a change in the city's local street paving project at Monday's meeting. Now, more of Michigan Avenue will be fixed than originally planned, says City Manager Mark Gifford.
It's going to go all the way from downtown to the university, the complete reconstruction. Previously, we were looking at two blocks just going to the library. Now we're going to be able to extend that.
Gifford also revealed that the city was denied an ICE grant for work along Ives Avenue, but he says the project is going forward anyway.
We're going to do from Oak to Magnolia. That's happening one way or the other. If we would have got the ICE grant, we would have went all the way from Oak Street all the way around to State Street.
Gifford expects to find out why the grant was denied and reapply next year. Big Rapids Public School students will see some improvements when they return to class this fall. Steve Gove explains why.
Building improvements are on the horizon for Big Rapids Public Schools. The school board approved several sinking fund projects during a special meeting last night. Superintendent Tim Heist explains what's going on this summer.
Replacing the roof all over the high school auditorium, installing handrails in our high school auditorium, replacing some stair flooring in our high school, and then in our elementary school, replacing the gym / cafeteria floors and curtains in that space as well. Also, we'll be painting the walls in that space. And then in our middle school, we're going to be replacing the lockers.
The projects are expected to be completed before students return from summer break. Meanwhile, the school board also extended their congratulations to high school junior Ario Rao, who recently scored a perfect 36 on her ACT exam. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
The Michigan League of Conservation Voters is giving Governor Snyder less than stellar grades for his handling of environmental issues this year. The group gave Snyder an F for the Flint water crisis, a D-plus for opposing stricter smog rules, and a C for protecting the Great Lakes and Michigan water. However, he did get an A for new energy laws to increase efficiency and renewable energy. Consumers Energy is making good on its commitment to a clean Michigan future by working with large businesses that want to be powered 100% by renewable energy. They have proposed a program to allow large businesses to match their energy use with renewable energy sources. Spokesperson Brian Wheeler says costs are evening out between renewable energy and natural gas.
Over the last few years, the cost for renewables has come down tremendously. So businesses that take part in this program, they will be paying the cost of service. They'll be paying for the price of whatever it will take for us to secure that energy for them. But our goal is to provide energy at the lowest cost and, of course, to be 100% renewable. No one else will be paying for these businesses to get additional power from renewable sources.
Consumers Energy is asking the Michigan Public Service Commission to approve its plan. A new telephone tip line is now available for Michigan consumers to report potential fraud. Secretary of State Ruth Johnson announcing the line is for reporting potential fraud involving Michigan Department of State programs or documents. The toll-free number is 1-844-372-8356. Anyone with knowledge of fraud is encouraged to call. Michigan's correctional facilities could face layoffs and low staffing levels. Corrections Director Heidi Washington criticized the Senate-approved plan to cut tens of millions of dollars in prison spending, saying the prisons will become unsafe. A Republican senator has suggested that the governor's budget proposal favors inmates over school children. The Michigan Department of Transportation is reminding motorists to keep an eye out for bicyclists. Last year, there were nearly 2,000 reported crashes involving bikes, resulting in more than 1,500 injuries and 38 fatalities.
Michigan experienced about a 15% increase in fatal crashes from 2015 to 2016. So clearly the trend line year over year is not going in the direction we would like.
Josh DeBrien, Bicycle and Pedestrian Coordinator with MDOT, says with this week being Bike Week, it is important to get the reminder out there about sharing the road. The owners of Applebee's restaurants want to help Michigan veterans. They're hosting a one-day Dine to Donate fundraising event tomorrow, where proceeds from Applebee's across the state, including Big Rapids, will directly benefit the veteran program through Habitat for Humanity. Marketing Director Barb Pasiak says 10% of all food sales will be donated to Habitat Kent to go toward materials for a current home build for an Iraqi war veteran. Additional funds collected will be earmarked to provide support for employment resources and financial and home ownership education, as well as help provide home repairs for other veterans and military families in Michigan. That's the news for Tuesday evening, May 16th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.